It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to our program. We've survived half of the week, and we've got a very special guest, which will bring us some great music this hour with a brand new CD, and her name is Kenya. So hang around. Kenya joins us on Border Crossings today.
I'm
Hi, it's Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. Welcome to another great show. We have an artist in our studios who is on tour for her debut album, although she's had two EPs out. She's now got the new album, which is coming out at the end of August. We welcome Kenya to Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
Welcome home,
yes.
I should say.
Yeah, this is like second home for me.
You've had several homes, originally from, I think, Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, originally from Denver.
Then to Chicago.
Actually, then to Washington, D.C. for college. Mm-hmm. I went to Howard University, then stayed here, and then Chicago.
Now, when you were in D.C., you studied, I think, physical fitness and therapy? And
I have a degree in physical therapy. I'm a licensed physical therapist.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Usually the singers get the massage.
I know,
they don't
right?
give the massage.
I can do both. I'm a licensed physical therapist.
Well, we're happy to have you here and on tour and stopping back home at VOA. And so, Kenya, that's a great name, and we have many people listening in Kenya who are probably saying, why did your parents pick that name? Is there a reason?
It's a kind of funny story. Can I explain it?
I would love you to.
Here we go. So, my maiden name is McGuire, and my parents, my father was like, well, McGuire's Irish, and, you know, she's black. She's African-American. So he's like, I want her to have a name so that people, when they read it, they know that she's African-American. So they decided to choose a country in Africa, so they had different names, and if it was a girl, they decided Kenya, and if it was a boy, it was going to be Damascus.
Damascus?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so here I was, Kenya. So well, that's how my name.
It's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
And we're very excited about this new album. So this is the debut studio album, the full length studio album.
Yeah. No, this album is titled My Own Skin, and I'm thrilled about it. It actually has already been released in Europe.
Yeah. March, right?
Yeah, March 30th. Actually, they kind of did like an early release March 15th, but it became available. It was available in the UK March 15th, but then throughout Europe March 30th. Mm-hmm.
Well, help me understand this phenomenon that is Kenya, because I know you're very popular in the UK, and you've put out a lot of music there, which has gone to the top of the charts. You had a number one jazz song for, I think, 4 weeks. And so now, you know, in the U.S., we get a different version in America.
Well,
why?
It's not entirely different. You know, in Europe, and particularly in the UK, soul and jazz is a really very well-supported and popular kind of format genre of music. And so the album is very much a soulful with touches of jazz, and so it fits really nicely in that space. And not to say that that's not the case here, but it's that the jazz and soul together there is very popular. And so we decided to try to, you know, to get it out going there because the album was so strong there. Now, here in the States, it's still strong and wonderful. And we've done some arrangements that are a little bit more soulful on some songs, but just because of the strong R&B and soul culture here in the States. And the jazz still obviously being an element that we celebrate here too. You know, we got that in the album as well.
And so soul has been a part of your life, your whole life. You have a musical family. And dad was a drummer with Marvin Gaye.
Well, we're going to, kind of, yeah. he played with Marvin Gaye before. But this is before Marvin Gaye was like Marvin Gaye, when Marvin Gaye would do local gigs in D.C. Because my father used to live in Washington, D.C. And that's why this is also kind of second home. My parents actually met in D.C. And my dad, he just used to gig around, and he got to sit behind Marvin. So
wow.
Yeah, but then when Marvin became Marvin, he didn't.
Well, you can say he played with Marvin Gaye.
But he can say that. Yeah, he can say that.
Well, that's fantastic. And Stevie Wonder has been a large influence in your musical direction.
Yeah, I just, my father being a musician, obviously Stevie Wonder being at the top of the line with musicians, we just had a lot of Stevie Wonder albums in my house. And so I remember reading Stevie Wonder liner notes when I probably around five, honestly.
Wow.
I'm thinking, because I started reading liner notes really before I started school. Like I would just because the albums were so big and the pictures were so cool, and I was more fascinated with the pictures, and then you turned over and I was like, you could open up albums and you could really read it. So and I just got fascinated, and I didn't know, you know, all the love that Stevie Wonder was saying, but I knew there was something that just touched me even at that young age.
Fantastic. Well, can you do a song for us? I'm sure the audience would love to hear something live. Kenya's in our studios. My Own Skin is the name of the debut new album.
That's the name of the album. We're going to do a current single that's released. It's called Let Me.
Let Me.
Let Me.
All right. I will.
can say, I know you need more each and every day. Long talks were good for yesterday, but what if I show you more love in another way? I will provide the love you need, more and more in every kind of way. Let me show you, let me show you my love. Baby, I just want to show you, let me show you. Let me show you my joy. It's late and you want me more and more. I can feel your heart race, so baby don't go. I'll find a way to free this love inside. Gonna let my love fly. I will provide the love you need. In every kind of way, let me show you, let me show you my love. Baby, I just want to show you, let me show you, let me show you my joy, yeah. Let me show you, let me show you my love. I'm gonna show you joy. Sometimes it's easier to hide inside my fear, but I know if I confide in you, our dreams will come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dumba da 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 da. I wanna be the one to give you everything. I wanna be the one to show you. I wanna be the one to give you everything. I wanna be the one to show you. I wanna be the one to give you everything. I wanna be the one to show you. I wanna be the one. Hey, all right.
Great. Kenya is here on our program today, Border Crossings, and My Own Skin is the album out August 28th. That's a special day.
Yes.
Why'd you pick that day?
Ooh. The honest.
Oh, of course. Honest. We're being honest. It's just you and I now.
It takes a lot. It's just you and I in the world.
In the world.
Yeah. Honestly, I knew I wanted a summer release. I also knew that I wanted to make sure that we release it in time for people to grab a little bit of summer momentum with the album. And just timing, deadlines and everything, you kind of have to time things perfectly. And now albums are released on Fridays. So I was going to do a little bit earlier, but that was the best Friday for. And I want to be around, and I want to make sure that I'm on social media and available and not on vacation or things like that. So it was life, and then just also the music world. I don't want it to fall into the fall.
Right.
I want it to stay in the summer.
And the boys are going back to school, so then you'll probably be on tour and promoting. And
the boys start. You know what? I wasn't going to say that, but I do have two boys. And it's like, let's get this in before school starts.
Right 2 days before school starts.
Actually, they start a week before the album release.
Really?
I know. I'm going to be a busy mama.
And are they in music, your sons?
Yeah, they are. I have a 12-year-old. He plays the saxophone. He's been playing saxophone since he was 10. Mm-hmm. So he's in jazz band and all of that. And then my little guy, he's 9. And he kind of plays the piano. He's learning. He's kind of like, Mommy, I don't want to play this. But, you know, I'm kind of, yeah, you got to play the piano. Mm-hmm. You got to learn.
It's a musical family.
Well, it's not even about the music. It's honestly about the discipline. Mm-hmm. and about, you know, kids today with the video games and just everything is, and, you know, learning an instrument doesn't do this. It doesn't. It really forces you. You have to slow down. And so I want him to practice more of the discipline, honestly.
And you came up through gospel, through choirs.
Well, honestly, you know, I was a part of Howard's gospel choir.
Yes.
I did a lot of choirs, but not necessarily gospel choirs, but I did a lot of choirs, show choirs, jazz choirs, all kinds of ensembles, yeah, in high school and in Denver. Citywide, statewide, they select you, yeah, based on your singing skills.
At what point did you decide jazz was the lane that you wanted to be in?
Oh, wow. You know, this is funny, too. My father loved jazz. And when I was little, he would say, you know, he would put on jazz records, and he's like, okay, I want you to listen to this and tell me which. And I'm like, I hate this. I could not stand it, because I'm like, everything sounds the exact same. And we'd be in the car, and my dad's a drummer, so he's hitting the steering wheel, and he's going, and he's hitting the dashboard. He's like, Ken, you know, what instruments do you hear? And I'm like, I don't know.
I hear the dashboard.
This all sounds the same. And so I don't know what, when I got to middle school, my teachers too start talking about jazz. And, you know, then by the time I got to high school, my vocal teacher, she was really into jazz. Actually, my vocal teacher was Diane Reeves' vocal instructor, because Diane Reeves is actually from Denver as well. And so she started giving me Diane Reeves albums when I was in ninth grade. And when I heard that, I finally heard vocal jazz, because I was listening. My dad was just playing a lot of instrumental jazz, right. But when I heard the vocal jazz, I was like, okay, now I, and then I started listening to Bobby McFerrin, Diane Shore, all that. So, and it was just cool, because they could just do all these, you know, fun riffs and, you know, improvise. And so that's when it happened.
And what is Jazz Kiss Soul? Explain that to
me. You know, I wonder where that came from. I think somebody may have said that to me, and I'm like, I like that. Jazz Kiss Soul. You know what? Most of my music is soul. It's soul music. But because of my jazz background and having done jazz, I find myself, I'll have moments where I'll start to improvise, or moments where I'll start to do more jazz, you know, influence or accents or whatever. So I think it's just kind of kissed, meaning it's not hugged. It's not hugged.
That's
but
on the next album.
Kissed. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you in our studios. If you could do another song, it would be great. Kenya's our guest today on Border Crossings, and the guitarist. We have a tremendously talented guitarist
from Russia. This is Matvey. And I can't, can you say your last name?
Seagulf.
Yeah.
Seagulf.
All right.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And we're going to do actually a familiar song. People are going to know this song. Do I announce it?
Yeah, please.
Oh, gee, I was going to see if they could just catch on.
Okay, well.
Yeah, they're going to catch on. But anyway, no, this is a very popular song by Michael Jackson. This is I Can't Help It. This was originally written by Stevie Wonder.
Great.
Heaven is the prize. and I'm so glad I found you, boy. You're an angel in disguise. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it even if I could. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it, no. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it even if I could. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it.
Clapping around the world for you.
Oh,
I can hear the applause.
You can hear it.
In Russia right now. Hey, there you are. Kenya's on our program, and the new album comes out at the end of August. And is that song on the new album?
That is. That
great.
Is. But it's a little different because my Bay's not with me on the album. But it's fun. I know. Next one. Next one.
And you're on tour right now in the U.S.
Well, this is what I'm doing. Right now I'm doing kind of promotional events.
Uh-huh.
So I'm singing. I was in Philadelphia at Warm Daddy's singing a few songs. I'll be going up to New York City doing some songs with Lenny Green and WBLS. And then I'll be coming back to Chicago. And mm-hmm. So I'm kind of just getting the buzz going.
And then back to the U.K.
I'm eventually going. So what this is in the fall, mm-hmm. I'm going to do a nice actual tour. So we have shows. And that will include the UK. That actually will include other countries in Europe. I'm not making it to Russia, but Romania possibly, Switzerland possibly, mm-hmm. Paris definitely, Amsterdam definitely.
Oh, all places that are listening and watching to us. So
are
the audiences different when you go and perform in the UK than in the United States? When
that's a good question. I'm going to say slightly. I think mainly because the music is playing, you know, when I went over to London, I was over in London and UK in May, and because it is playing there, the people are familiar with it, so they're just into it, and they're singing along with me on, you know, this particular show that I did, and here we're still introducing me, so people are still mm-hmm. kind of really laid back, like, okay, who's Kenya? Yeah. So they're just, I don't take it personally. They're just trying to absorb. You know, mm-hmm. I do the same thing when it's a new artist, just trying to take it in.
Because your music is regularly on the charts, you know, the jazz charts, the world jazz charts, the UK
jazz charts. Yeah, I have a single on the album called Take Me Away that mm-hmm. hit the world jazz chart. I think it reached number 5 on that. So, yeah.
Oh, great. And I know the Voice of America is a big part in jazz throughout Europe.
Yeah.
Back many, many, many years ago.
Yeah. You know, jazz for me, I did a jazz EP before this album. It's called Jazz Made Rhythm. And jazz is just so, it's just so free. Like, I can just, you know. But then what happens for me is, like, I have to take a break from it. Because, you know, I'm like, I need some structure. I need some something else. I need to feed that other side. I listen to all kinds of music. So, but yeah. Jazz is
Are you happy
stuff.
With what you're hearing these days on the radio?
and no. Mm-hmm. Yes and
yeah,
no.
You like what the boys are listening to? They say, Mom, put on the new...
Oh, God. Right. In the car. Mom, can we put in my phone? Can we put in our iPod? Can we... And I'm like, guys, and then they'll say, okay, Mom, no, we'll listen to Usher. Because they know that I like Usher. We'll listen to Usher. We can both like that. So I'm like, you know, but, you know, they're still really young. So they're still watching Nickelodeon.
Right, right.
And, you know, they're still listening to some pretty innocent stuff. And when it's stuff that they're not, they're like, oh, yeah, Mom, you're not going to, you know, they get it. And I make them, my youngest actually has an old soul. Like, you put on James Brown. He was like, can I please watch the James Brown movie, Mommy, please? And I'm like, it's like rated R, I think, you know, like, I don't know. But he likes that. He likes, he likes old Michael Jackson, all of that.
And you have done so many different things, the songwriting and the performing and the recording and the touring. And you're also a businesswoman. You have your own label.
Yeah, no, this is all under me. My company is Kenya MJ Music Productions. So, yeah, I'm a writer, and then I hired my, you know, producers, and I have my team, and I'm the head woman.
Are you signing other artists?
No, not right now. No, what my dream to do, doing this as an independently, you know, owning person, musician, I have learned. The learning curve. Whew. I thought being a physical therapist, I'm like, I can't learn anything more. Like, my brain has learned every muscle in the body. Like, that's it. We can't learn anymore. But this is a whole nother level of learning the music business. And so I'm, because of that physical therapy healer, I also have a master's in counseling.
Right.
So I'm a helper. And I have a lot of other fellow artists, independent artists, who just don't necessarily know the business. So I'm trying to do more with artist development. So with my company, I'd actually like to do more artist development. So bring in artists to help develop them so that they can, you know, do their own things too. Or just be more wise when choosing labels or whatever.
Well, you obviously work hard because you do so many different things and do them all well. Aww. And you get all the success that you deserve. And it's a thrill and a pleasure to have you in our studios and meet you. Kenya, who's promoting the new album, My Own Skin.
Yes.
And we're going to ask if you do another song for us before we wrap.
We're actually going to do the title track, My Own Skin.
Okay. And you have a song on the album that you've released in the UK, which has done very well. Mm-hmm. And now you're releasing a different version,
in
the United States.
Yeah, Wednesday Girl.
And what's up with that? Why two different versions? What were there phrases or slogans that would be in the boot and the loo versus...
You know what? It goes back to what we were talking about, that soul jazz thing.
Uh-huh.
Again, in the UK, that jazz influence and soul combined is really popular. It's really supported. So that version has got a lot of jazzy moments in it.
Mm-hmm.
The version here in the States, I'm still singing the same song, same lyrics, everything, but it has a more soulful arrangement. So I think that, but both audiences, I mean, the UK, they're going to support that too. So it's,
they're both. With the internet, I mean, you can't
get away with it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Everybody can get your music everywhere.
Everybody gets
which is
everywhere,
great. So. All right. Kenya is going to sing live for us again here on title track. A swig of water. This is going to be good then. I know she's.
Yesterday my life was full of so much pain, questioning, never believing. I could design a life worth new meaning, but now I'm feeling fine. Inside I shine, in my own ray of light, and now I breathe. So much to see. Now that I'm free to be, living it up, doing it my way, setting my own pace, feeling good in my own skin. making my light shine, leaving darkness behind, feeling good. Day by day, throwing away the fear that keeps me like a hostage in my mind. I'll make room for joy, make room for faith, and I'm feeling fine. Inside I shine, in my own ray of light. To see, yeah, yeah. Now that I'm free to be living it up, doing it my way, setting my own pace, feeling good in my own skin, making my life shine, leaving darkness behind, feeling good, doing it my way, setting my own pace, feeling good. Oh, no, 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 no.
Love it.
Thank you,
Lee. Oh, wonderful. My Own Skin, the new album, end of August. And Kenya, thank you for coming in. Now, if people want to get the album or if they want to see you around the world when you perform on tour.
You know what? Definitely come to my website, KenyaMJMusic.com. They can also, though, of course, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I announce everything on that as well. And that's KenyaMJMusic as well. And on Facebook, too, KenyaMJMusic.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to meet
you. Thank
you. This is Border Crossings on The Voice of America. I'm Larry London.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, violent, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot, hot damn. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot, hot damn. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot, hot damn. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot, hot damn. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk.
Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Trick say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it.
Well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe it, just watch. Come on.
Ring on last night, ooh, but that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she'd rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she'd rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. I'm the, ooh, but that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman, Junior, and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did everything but trust these. How you see me, boom?
Winner, it's the road, you. And you know. She loves all the rap.
That's where they be yelling, I'm a pimp by blood, not related. shine. I don't chase some, I replay some. Hey, LVs, Hermes, no shake. Saint Louis, man, they rotate. School me to the game, now I know my duty. Put her in the loader, she was riding in that hoodie. That got my own hope. Yo, got my own smoke. Had to put my nick back on. Tell that, put a ring back on.
Something. When I call her, she gon' leave. And I bet that bottom dollar she gon' cheat. Come on, come on, girl, where you from? Baby, show me something. You done spent your bread on her, and it's all for nothing. Let me see. I'm calling her, it's the road trip.
Crossings, Chris Brown, and a request from lovely Josephine, and that is called Loyal. And just before that, we heard a request out of Ethiopia, and the song is with Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, here on Border Crossings. A request from Adisu, who listens in Ethiopia to our show. So thank you very much for requesting songs. Our phone lines are open. It's 202-619-2077. And you can email bordercrossings@voa.gov or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Alfred Sundayman, just checking in from Sierra Leone. Amlaki Digafi is listening to Border Crossings on Facebook. Joshua Jamesi in Ghana sent me a message. Al-Haji Ahmed Adamovic is listening. Magdalene Selassie is tuned in. Wesley Ballin is in Brazil listening to Border Crossings. Ilor Makafui says, great show, Larry. Brian Cabasso in Zambia. Giotti Murthy is tuned in. Babulal Mubudi Kolek wrote me a nice message. So thank you very much for checking in. Everybody enjoyed Kenya on the show. Isaias and Gary Tesfe Negu and Kingboy Okworo. So thanks, everybody, for listening and for all the kind words. And go out and get a copy of the new Kenya album, which is very important because that's what it's all about, getting the new music out there. My Own Skin is the name of the new album, and you can buy it August 28th. All right, coming up next, another request. Biruk Kadane wants me to play Trey Song's Slow Motion on Border Crossings.
I know you got all dressed up for the club, waiting on Nick to come pick you up. Something more. Now I'm whipping straight back to the crib. Finna give you something that you won't forget. No, baby. Ooh, I just wanna get you out the clothes. Ooh, I just wanna see you dancing slow motion. We can take. Just for a second. Then
I'ma slow it back down and keep it steady. Ooh, ooh, baby. Now that you are out the clothes, ooh, I just wanna see you dancing slow motion. Slow, slow, slow. We can take our time, baby, in slow motion. Yeah. We can take
VOA 1's Border Crossings.
Many emotions changed, so I could never trust a bitch. I tried to help kids get on, they turned around and spit right in my face, so came in broke and suffered. Now when you hear him, it may sound like it's some other shit. Cause I'm not writing anymore, they not making hits. I'm far from perfect, there's so many lessons I done learned. If money's evil, look at all the evil I done earned. I'm doing what I'm supposed to, I'm a writer, I'm a fighter, entrepreneur. Fresh out the sewer, watch me maneuver. What's it to you? The track I lay sick, it's better than basic. This is my recovery, my comeback kid.
My life makes me wanna run away. There's no place to go. Sipping on some of that revenge juice, getting my taste buds ready to whoop down this spaghetti. Or should I say this spaghetti even? Think you fucking me, pause, keep on this forgetting. Thought he was finished, motherfucker, it's only the beginning. He's walking again, he's straight talking. Who he's offending? Here with your vocal cords, I'm happy. Everybody that's up in this psycho again, and I might just blow my lid. I almost wish that I would've never made recovery, kid, cause I'm running in circles like
confused since I was a kid. So like 40 million records, people forgot what I did. Maybe this is funny, maybe I'm supposed to go crazy. Maybe I'll do it 3 a.m. in the morning with Shady. Psycho killer Michael Myers, I'm on fire, liar, liar. Trying to say this ain't classic, get your ass kicked mad. Wrap your head up and blast it. See now pick a gasket, dirt nap with the maggots. It's tragic, it's sad, it's never gonna end. I'll be number one again with that frown on your face and your heart full of hate. Except the unexpected. It's a gift God given, like the hand of God say. Good thing living.
Border Crossings and a request from Ermia Serkebe in Ethiopia, tuned in to Sheger FM 102.1 in Ethiopia, and a song from 50 Cent, Eminem, and Adam Levine. Now, if you believe 50, he doesn't have 50 Cent anymore. On Monday, he filed bankruptcy. Apparently, he was ordered by a court to pay $5 million in some personal issue. I won't go into the details. You can search it online. But apparently he put something out there he wasn't supposed to put out and got sued for it. And a court ordered $5 million. Well, 50 says that he doesn't have any money now. He owes $50 million in debt. And here's a guy that made $80 million a year not too long ago. And recently he did a little magazine interview about 6 months ago where he showed off his Bentley and his Lamborghini and his huge palatial estate. So I don't know. He says he's bankrupt. We'll see. But I appreciate the request in Ethiopia for the song on Border Crossings, which is called My Life. I'm Larry London. Thank you very much for listening to our show as we have been bringing you requests and dedications and a special guest in today. I want to thank all the folks who've gone to Facebook to say hello. Alfred checked in. Alfred likes the show. Augustino, Ria, Kwang Po Chung is listening. Bubalal Mabudi Kolek is tuned in. And got a bunch of messages also from Joseph, who tunes us in every day. Taki Tafari, Helena Negash, and Michael Garesu sent me a photo. And Rukundo Theobald, Gurmish Baisa. Thank you, everybody, for going to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and letting us know that you're tuned in. And again, I want to thank Kenya for coming in and Gwendolyn for bringing her in to Border Crossings, and a chance to hear some music from the new album, My Own Skin, that comes out August 28th. Thank you, Glenn, our engineer, Julie, who's been answering phones, and Felicia, our producer, director extraordinaire. I'm Larry London, and we will resume tomorrow right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Bring it on down.